Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So Demetrius just had a head on out. What a charming child all of them are. If we want to see Emmanuel, look at these children. Just look at these children. So are your plans for Christmas all ready? You've made plans? No. So, oh, did somebody say no? You said no. So most of us, you know, here's what I've learned over the years. When we say, no, I have no plans, that's a plan. I'm not going to make a decision. You just made one. So that always sort of makes me laugh. So, yeah, we have plans for the holidays, plans for Christmas, plans for Thanksgiving. We put plans together when there's any type of an activity. And when your plans are set, right, and this could be work-wise or anything like that, you're just like, okay, I'm looking forward to the day of the event. Now, sometimes when we do Christmas, we may be jumping in the car and driving till all hours of the night. We may be getting into a plane and flying. Because I do believe you guys flew here. Yes? Yes. So, absolutely. So Mary's son and wife is with him, so which is really awesome. So you get to the airport. I don't know about you, but even before I go through security, I check the monitor. Anybody else here do that? I check the monitor. Okay. So you check the monitor to see if, you know, things are going according to plan. And sometimes something happens, doesn't it? Sometimes you might see this. Right? You see that. If you're in the car, you might experience delays. Yeah, so what you discover is your departure is delayed. So in your mind, what is it that you do? You recalculate. It's like recalculating. So you figure out how many hours, minutes, whatever is it delayed. Do I then have to, you know, maybe make a change? I'm not going to eat on the other side of where I'm going. I'm going to eat in the airport. Or, you know, there's some sort of reshuffling that will go on. And you figure out how your plan is going to change and you adjust to it, right? Well, then sometimes later on, or maybe immediately, you might see this. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you see this, I'm going to tell you what my reaction always is. That's my reaction. Because now that I know that the flight has been canceled, right, all of the plans that I had are abandoned. Right? That first plan is just abandoned, and I'm going to have to create a new plan. The difference between delayed and canceled is the difference between a change in plans and a change of plans. See, a change in plans means that one or two things in your plan changes, but not all of it. Right? So one part of the plan changes in the case of the delay. That's what we talked about. All right, you're still flying, but you just sort of have to reshuffle things. But when you have a change of plans, that means that the plans as a whole have been scrapped and has to be changed. The first plan is abandoned. A new plan has to be substituted. The old plan is no longer valid. A new plan has to be put in place. In the case of flying, I will tell you that many times you might look and see, can I get on a later flight? Well, let me tell you, this time of year, that's not going to happen. So you're going to decide, am I getting in the car and driving? Or in the case of when we have this happen, am I going to turn around and go home? Hence the look. Oh my gosh, trip over, forget it. It's about what we call plan A and plan B, right? Because we always have a plan B, at least for the most part. Well, in the gospel this morning, we hear Joseph's story. Now, to understand Joseph's story, we have to understand the Jewish ritual for getting married. You get engaged first, which usually your parents decide who it is that you're going to marry. And this is in first century Judaism. And that's called the engagement. The second thing that will happen is there is what's called a betrothal, or the marriage contract is worked out between the families, and it is signed, and they are, for all intents and purposes, married. That's what they call the betrothal. But when we think about it, they are married. The contract has been signed. And actually, that's still done today, the difference being that the contract and the ceremony itself usually happen on the same day, but not in Judaism in the first century. What would happen would be that the bridegroom would go back to where he was living and prepare the home for his new wife. And that could take a year. And then when the home was ready, so now, mind you, they've not been together. That's what that means when they say they have not been together, okay? Marriage has not been consummated. And so Joseph is preparing the home, and when he's ready, and it is getting soon, right, the bridegroom will take his buddies, and they will head off to get the bride. So about a year later, the bride's maids are waiting. They're waiting and they're looking because they know the bridegroom is coming to get the bride, which is a very exciting time. There's a feast for a week. He brings her home and the marriage is consummated. So we're in the betrothal stage. They're married. Joseph is preparing the home. Mary is still living with her parents. Chances are it might be around the time of a year. And the bridesmaids might start looking out over the fields to see if the bridegroom is coming, because it's an exciting time. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's coming. You know, you can see pretty far away. He's coming. And everyone is exciting because the celebration will begin. Well, Joseph, as part of his plans, his plan A, right? Plan A, this is all worked out. He's going to go and get Mary. And then he finds out that she's pregnant. And he clearly knows he is not the father of the child. And they're married. Let's not forget this. Can you imagine how shocking that had to be for Joseph at that time? It is so shocking. In the law, Joseph had every right to have her put to death, stoned for what happened. Whether he knew who the father of the child was or not, he in every right had her, could have had her stoned. And he knew this. He also knew that there was going to be a change of plans. A change of plans that's much more significant than a flight cancellation. Yet what has been canceled is his images, his dreams, his hopes for a life with Mary. All of that has changed. All of that. And we have no idea how Joseph found this out. Now, we can get a sense of an idea today about how someone might find out about it. I mean, Facebook. Or let's just say, how about, oh, I can't wait to tell Joseph about this. Right? We think we're doing good, but are we? Yeah, gossip, all of that comes along. And so Joseph is going through these stages of grief. There's shock. There's hurt. There's denial. No way. This can't be true. There's anger. Very angry at what just happened, and angry with Mary. But then he moves into a place of acceptance, and he makes his plan B. And his plan B is that he is going to spare Mary her life, and he will go and privately, the words that are used are dismiss her. That's AKA, also known for, he's going to get a divorce. Because they are going to need a lawyer now for this divorce to happen. But he's going to do it quietly so that she will not lose her life and she will not be publicly disgraced, you know, in front of everybody. But the disgrace will have already happened. So Joseph goes to bed. I have my plan B. It's not what he wanted, but it's what he's going to do. And then what happens? An angel of the Lord comes to him in the dream. And this is the part we know by heart, don't we? Because you see, the angel of the Lord tells Joseph something totally different. It says, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for it is through the Holy Spirit that she has conceived of this child. You are to take her. You are to name him Jesus, because it has been spoken, and then Isaiah is quoted. This will be Emmanuel, born of a virgin. So you are to take her. Now, mind you, keep in mind, the consummation of the marriage is what's being said here. That is not going to happen until after the child is born, and then you can have as many children as you want. This is a tough one for Joseph, because he now has a plan C. Plan C. How many of us do plan A, plan B, plan C? Usually we stop at plan B, and that was Joseph's intention. But the Lord had something else in mind. And we could say, oh, but really, you know, it's just plan A. Really? It's really just plan A? Keep in mind, this woman that he is going to now go and get is pregnant. This plan C is so much more difficult for him. Joseph would take this very pregnant Mary and bring her to the home that he's prepared, where there's going to be gossip and whispers and non-invitations to parties. You know what it feels like when you've been ostracized? That's what's going to happen. There's going to be consequences. His reputation will be shot. Have we ever thought about what this might mean for him? He's a carpenter. He sells things. He has a business. How many people do you think are going to hire him after this? There's going to be gossip, snickers, business impacted, alienation. Plan C is never the one we want to do, if we really think about it. Because if it was the one we wanted to do, we would have moved it up to B. And if it was really one we wanted to do, we would have had it as A. I've always heard it said that sometimes, right, you've heard it said, our plan B is God's plan A. Well, toss that one out the window, because that wasn't the case for Joseph. It was plan C. It's not easy, but it was for the sake of the world. God worked through Joseph in a way that would require Joseph to be strong, to be courageous, to be counter to what the culture said at that time. Joseph was to be counter-cultural. Joseph was brave. He trusted God. He accepted what was said. He believed it. And more importantly, he acted. He acted. He did that plan C. Joseph obeyed and did exactly what was asked of him. And as he gave this child of Mary's the name Jesus that he was told to give, that child at the naming became Joseph's legal father on earth. Because that's how it works in the Jewish religion. Father names the child. That child now becomes the legal child of that child. That's where the lineage comes. All the way back to David. Plan C for us was God's plan A. so that Emmanuel, God with us, would indeed be with us. Acceptance, belief, action. As the angel says to Joseph, do not be afraid of the change of plans that I have for you. We are told that same exact thing. Do not be afraid of the change of plans that I may have for you. For God is with us. Emmanuel shall, did, and does come to you each and every single day. Amen. Amen.